The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
It's time
to catch a cheater.
Only on the Jubal Show.
Roy is on the phone today for to catch a cheater. He thinks that his girlfriend of 3.5 years might be messing around. Her name is Melissa. What's up, Roy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Not too bad, man. How are you?
Well,
I mean, kind of regrettable situation, to be honest.
Yeah, I always hate when I ask that question on this segment because obviously you're not doing the best. You think that your partner might be cheating on you. And I'm assuming this is kind of a last resort for you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to do. She just won't open up to me.
Okay, so tell us what's going on.
So lately, she's been just on the phone texting all the time. And like, I don't know. She's just not really paying much attention. She seems aloof when I ask her about it. She's kind of like, oh, you know, don't worry about it kind of situation, you know. And I just feel like I'm being left in the cold, and I don't really know what's going on.
Does she normally communicate with you pretty thoroughly? Like, is this a different way for her to communicate with you altogether?
Yeah, it feels weird. She seems very frustrated with me, and I don't get why. The only reason I'm even bringing it up is because, you know, we had a situation in the past where she did cheat on me, and this is making me suspicious.
When was that? Was it recent, or?
It was, like, 6 months ago.
Obviously, you decided to forgive her for that and try to move forward.
Yeah, and, like, we've been good, but the last, like, few weeks, it's been just, like, weird. I don't know. I feel like she's changing or something. It's really bothering me.
What did it feel like when she cheated on you 6 months ago? Does it feel like this?
No, not exactly, because she was still talking to me. So that was kind of a shock when I found out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Have you let her know that you're suspicious that she's messing around? Like, or have you asked questions?
Not directly, but I've like, asked her, like, what's going on? Like, why are you so cold? Like, you know, I didn't want to be, like, too forward about the cheating thing, you know? Because it's like, then she might pull back more.
So when you found out she was cheating on you the first time, did she admit to that or did you catch her?
Well, I caught her, but then she admitted it. It was like some evidence, and then I like confronted her, and then she had ended up admitting it. And it wasn't like 100% evidence, but once I kind of found the evidence, I was like, what does this mean? And then she told me the truth. And so we had a conversation, and I decided to forgive her, and we moved on.
Huh. Okay.
It is shady.
Yeah.
You know, she's acting different. And then the fact that that happened 6 months ago, and you would think if it was that recent, she would be going out of her way to make sure that you knew she wasn't messing around, you know?
Yeah, because I'd be on edge too, Roy. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest.
Yeah, and she's been late coming home, and she's not telling me why.
Did you know the guy she originally cheated on with? Like,
no.
Have you met all her coworkers and like people who she like works with? Do you trust people she works with?
I only know a couple of them that she's kind of like more friends with. I don't know all of them. And those are like two females that she's kind of close with.
So when this happened before, did she give you details about how she met that person?
A little bit. It was more like I was more focused on the betrayal than I was on like the details of how I guess it makes sense.
For sure. Okay. The reason I was asking is I was wondering if they were also a coworker.
Yeah, so it wasn't a coworker. We definitely confirmed that.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you. You told us what grocery store she shops at and is a rewards card member at. So we'll call her, pretend to be from there, and say every single month we choose one rewards card member at random who gets free flowers delivered from our brand new and improved floral department, and we'll see if she sends those to you or to somebody else, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, man. Play a song, come back, and get your tickets, Cheater, next.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together. We'll cry together and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
If you're just joining us for today's To Catch a Cheater, Roy is on the phone, and Roy thinks that his girlfriend of 3.5 years, Melissa, might be cheating on him. She actually has cheated on him before. 6 months ago, he caught her, and now he thinks it might be happening again, so we're about to help him out. Real quick, Roy, refresh everybody's memory. What's going on?
Well, to keep it quick, she's just been acting cold. She's been texting a lot, looking at her phone a lot. We haven't really been engaging like we used to. And then she's coming home from work late. And she gets frustrated whenever I mention it.
All right, we're about to call her and pretend to be from the grocery store that she's a rewards card member at. And tell her that every single month we choose one rewards card member at random who gets free flowers delivered from our beautiful new and improved floral department. It's so nice.
Yay.
We'll see if she believes that and if she sends the flowers to you or to somebody else, okay? You ready?
Yes.
All right, cool. I'm going to dial the phone number right now.
Hello?
Hi, this is Gorbel calling from... is this Melissa?
This is she?
Melissa, hi, you're a rewards card member with us, and I just wanted to say congratulations, you're this month's winner.
I'm sorry, I haven't heard of this before. What's going on?
Oh, the flowers. You're this month's winner.
I won flowers?
Well, we recently reimagined our floral department, and to celebrate that, we choose one rewards card member at random each month who gets free flowers delivered from our brand new floral department. We do delivery now. We're trying to get the word out and also say thank you for shopping.
Totally free?
Totally free. 36 long stem red roses, a card, and a box of chocolates.
That is so sweet. That is awesome.
For the flower delivery, if you know who you want to send them to right now, I can take the information in just a couple minutes on the phone.
Yeah, I can do that right now. Like, what do you guys need?
All I would need is the first and last name of the person you want to send them to. If you want to put anything on a card, I would need that. And then the address.
Great. Okay, so yeah, I guess let's send them to Roy.
Did you want to include a card?
I guess you can write, hey, love, sorry, I've been really stressed out. Thanks for being there.
Hey, I got a question real quick,
sure.
If you don't mind.
Yeah, no problem.
How long you guys been together?
3.5 years.
3.5 years, okay. So, hey, real quick, I just want to let you know that this is actually the Jubal Show. It's a radio show.
Hi.
It's not the grocery store at all. That's Nina.
What?
Hi.
And that's Victoria. There's three people on the phone right now.
What's this about?
We do a segment on our show called To Catch a Cheater, and your boyfriend Roy is actually on the phone. He's been listening the whole time. And it's
what?
Where, yeah, it's a segment where we try to see if somebody is messing around with their significant other.
Roy, are you there?
Hi.
Care to explain? What the heck is going on here?
I'm kind of relieved that you sent me the roses, but I'm sorry, I didn't trust you.
Roy, I'm not cheating on you.
I mean, it was just hard to believe. You've been so, like, cold and, like, stressed out and, like, you're just acting weird with me lately. I don't know.
Like, when are you going to trust me?
When the wounds are healed. I'm still hurting.
That was 6 months ago. I cheated on you 6 months ago. Like, you forgave me, that's that. I feel like it's time to move on.
It would be easier if I knew why you were texting and looking at your phone all the time and not engaging with me. I just feel like you've been distant and it's opening the wound up again.
Okay, you want to hear all of the boring work stuff? That's fine. You know that I want to keep work as work and home as home. It's a stressful job. I don't really want to talk about it, but I guess I'm here on the radio freaking talking about it. So I have a new coworker. They're my superior. They are stressing me out because they're texting me constantly about, like, everything. Like, they're new in town, what grocery store to go to, what bar to go to, everything that they could, like, I'm their personal assistant, and I just want to get home, turn on the TV, like, relax a little bit, and not think about it for, like, a second, but then they just keep texting me, so I don't want to talk about it, and that's literally all that it is.
Okay, yeah, so what's this person that you're texting the name? What is this new coworker? Like, you haven't
told
me anything.
Why do you care what their name is? Why is that important?
Because we're in a relationship. I feel like if you're texting somebody all the time, I'd like to at least know who they are.
Fair.
That's fair.
You gotta trust me. Like, I don't need to tell you this.
This is making it harder.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just tell him the name of your coworker?
Fine, okay. Jason. That's his name.
Oh, so it is a guy.
I'm going to have male coworkers.
I mean, the fact that you're hiding it from me, that makes it more suspicious.
I think you both have points here.
Mm-hmm.
I think, Melissa, it's fair to be open and respond to his questions. And then also, Roy, if you are going to forgive her for cheating on you, you do have to trust her.
Look, I'm choosing to trust you, but, like, I'm still hurting. And the fact that, like, you're texting somebody all the time and it's a guy, even though he's your coworker and you wouldn't tell me anything about what was going on, that it makes me suspicious. And I'm choosing to lay that aside for the sake of our relationship. But, like, you got to let me know what's going on when I ask you.
Roy, I already said that I would. Can we just, like, drop this? He's my coworker.
See, that doesn't help. I feel like your attitude right now is, like, super defensive, and that makes it hard.
I am not being defensive. I am not being defensive.
Ooh.
Okay?
No.
I told you what I told you. Look, I gotta go. I gotta go back to work.
Okay.
But I'll see you later.
Okay, let's throw it to a vote. Is something going on? Nina?
I want to say no, but she's curious. Like, I think she's attracted to Jason.
Okay.
Mm.
Victoria?
I don't know. It's the defensiveness that's getting me. Like, she's too defensive to for nothing to be going on, in my opinion.
Yeah, and the person whose opinion really matters. Roy, what do you think?
I'm having really mixed opinions because she sent me the roses without hesitation, but, like, when I said you're being defensive, she blew up.
That's why she's not cheating on you right now, Roy. But I think we have to watch the situation now. Closely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want you to think about it. She didn't sound very reasonable and willing to see your side. And she is the one that cheated, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've been faithful.
Okay. I think Roy, ultimately, is she worth maybe getting hurt again?
Right now I'm questioning. I wanted to say yes when it was kind of like first with the roses, she gave them to me. But now, like, her response was pretty unreasonable.
It was. If you continue the relationship with her, it could happen again, right? Maybe not. But, like, if you do choose to trust her, you got to trust her. And you do, you know, you could open yourself up to her doing it again. Are you willing to take that risk, I guess, is what you have to, what I feel like you have to, the things you have to weigh.
Yeah, I'm still on the fence. I mean, I think I'm going to try and give her a chance. And if the behavior doesn't change, I'm just going to call it quits.
Okay. Well, let us know. Keep us updated, man.
Yeah, good luck, Roy. Good luck.
Yeah.
We're pulling for you.
Appreciate your help, guys.
Yeah, no problem. And if it ends up not working out, don't worry. We can find you another date from someone who texts in the show. We got a lot of people texting in who want dates all the time.
Victoria's here, too.
Victoria, too. Yeah. Anybody?
Hi.
He has a girlfriend!
Okay, I'm done.
Thank you, guys. Victoria, I'll keep that in mind.
All right.
The Jubal Show's To Catch a Cheater.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.